Welcome to this online interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our very special guest of honor today is Mr. Tomislav Bakaric. He's the Group Business Development Manager at Liburnia Group, based in Croatia, here in Europe. First and foremost, Tomislav, very welcome to this interview.
Thank you. Great to see you.
A pleasure. I always do the same thing with my interviewees. I allow them a couple of minutes to explain how they ended up where they are in the hot seat, so to speak, not only in this interview, but also in shipping. How come you are not in a bank or driving a taxi, or how come you're in shipping?
Well, actually, to start off, well, first of all, thank you. Thank you all to all your viewers. First of all, as you just said, my first job interview after the university was in a bank.
Okay.
And the moment I stepped into the building, I saw this is not my environment. No, I can't see myself with a tie, with a 9-to-5 job. I always liked it more dynamic. So accidentally, I started working for Maersk Logistics.
Oh.
So my entry into shipping was in Maersk Line and Maersk Logistics.
Poor you.
Yeah, that was hard. But the good thing is that the market was pretty crazy in those days. It was in 2006. Mm-hmm. The market was pretty crazy then, and Maersk like brought a system onto the market. But I couldn't stay there for long. So after 4 years, I moved into a trucking company. Okay. Called Ralu. They were like the biggest in refrigerated temperature controlled transport. And then later on, I spent 12 years in Manspet. Manspet was the biggest logistics company in Croatia.
Oh, yeah.
When I started there, we had some 35 trucks. We were a trucking company. But within 12 years, we developed into 280 trucks, the biggest freight forwarding agency in Croatia for container cargo. Two trains, three container terminals, 50,000 square meters of warehouses. So for the last 2 years, I was the CEO of Manspet. I had some 460 full-time employees in Croatia, Slovenia, and Serbia. We were doing some around 55 million euros turnover in logistics. Mm-hmm. So it was a fun ride, but after 12 years, I must say, during these 12 years when I was in Manspet, I was always noticing Liburnia doing something that I can't do. Mm-hmm. Doing chartering, doing project cargo. I was also doing some project cargo, but not in the scope as they are doing.
Right.
And I must say, they were ticking my nerve. So I was always saying, if there was something challenging that I would accept in case I would leave Manspet, there was definitely Liburnia. So after 12 years, one day I said, okay, maybe I'm still at a good age, I'm still at a good career point to switch. And Marin and Danko picked up the phone, and here I am today.
Fantastic. What a story. You certainly have a versatile background enabling you to perform as a development manager for Liburnia. It's very impressed. In order to fast forward a little bit, of course, I know Liburnia very well, but I also feel that all our viewers should know the updated version of Liburnia. What is Liburnia today, and who are the owners, and where are you active right now?
The two major owners are Darko Cančević and Marin Škufca, and also there is a portion of the ownership distributed between co-workers. The head office is in Rijeka, Croatia, and I can say like not majorly, but a big chunk of our volume goes through Port Rijeka. But Liburnia is at every moment also looking also at other ports like Koper, Trieste, and others that are also outside of our region. Mm-hmm. Today, Liburnia operates with offices in Rijeka, Croatia, in Breda, in the Netherlands, and in Prague, in Czech Republic. And on the other side, 2 years ago, that's what got me more interested into Liburnia, is they acquired Velebit Promet, which was the flagship of out-of-gauge transport, special transports, cranes, hydraulics in Croatia. Mm-hmm. And this is actually where I saw my chance, where how I could contribute to this organization by providing a new product, an integrated product between the ocean part from Liburnia and the road part from Velebit. Yeah. And as I said earlier, I was running a fleet of 280 trucks of various types in Manspet. So therefore, I think I have good experience that I can give more value also to Velebit.
Definitely. No, no. It's yes. I did know that Liburnia bought Velebit Promet, and it seems now you can basically do door to door from anywhere, especially in continent Europe, I guess, with your trucking division, right?
Yes. Yes. Not only door to door, but also providing assistance in checking and skidding, crane manipulation. Also, there is a huge technical department within Liburnia in terms of providing assistance on vessels in ports,
yeah,
with all cargo handling. What I noticed when I came here, this is they have a huge know-how, they have a big knowledge base, and on the other side they have a pretty much versatile group of individuals that are specialized in some areas. So at the end, they provide a great product in terms of combining all Liburnia companies and Velebit Promet.
Yeah.
And furthermore, of course, I'm not to disclose more of it, but there will be entering some other markets, some other countries in the soon future, maybe even by the end of this year.
Okay, that sounds interesting. You are certainly a company on the roll, active at the moment, and I also believe you have a big chartering division in where you charter many ships. Actually, you are active on a global scale on that, aren't you?
Yes, they are extremely active and even covering regions that are far out from us, like South America, North America, and Asia.
Yeah,
but I must say, Borna, our commercial manager, Borna Petrovic, gave a big value to the company with his knowledge, as he spent, I think, some around 10 years in one of the biggest chartering agencies in Europe.
Yeah. I know Borna well, and you're right. He's very knowledgeable. It all boils down to people, and I guess that's what we love about this business. People in shipping, not so much people in a bank, right?
Yeah, and what I can see also here in the Borneo, for instance, I was always a sales guy. I was the CEO of Munchbed. I was majorly oriented on commercial activities. I noticed it was flattering. It was a big news on the Croatian logistics market that I moved from Munchbed to Liburnia, and I can say I had great support from my customers, to which I was doing some general cargo logistics that started offering me some business in terms of out of gauge project, chartering of vessels. So I'm like now a month, today is my 30 days in Liburnia, yeah, and things are already rolling. So yeah, it's looking good.
Yeah, no, it's you come off to a good start, and you brought in new business and you develop new. So today in Liburnia, what would you say is the headcount? You have a headquarter located in Rijeka, which is a famous historical port in the Adriatic. What is the headcount of Liburnia globally?
There are some 23 employees here in Rijeka, okay. 2 employees in the Netherlands, 1 in Prague, and there are some 55 full-time employees in Velebit Promet, including drivers, mechanics, and train operators.
Yeah.
So I think by the end of the year, we will go above 100.
It's a sizable number, and when you grow to that kind of number, then of course you also need good systems in place so that everyone runs in the same direction, right?
Well, that's something I have to point out. Really, what I was extremely impressed with Velebit, as I said, I was running a big fleet. I had some 15 people in my technical division. I had 4 people in procurement, but the way they stay at a setup from Velebit, from the previous owner, and how Marin Danko and the team from Liburnio added value to the company is amazing.
Yeah.
As I told the mechanics and the technical division, they look like a bank. They look like a pharmacy, not like a truck workshop. In terms of also planning and everything, they're the type of guys that don't provide the service if they're not 100% certain.
No.
They work, whether it's 99% or 1%, for them it's the same thing. They won't perform service. They're extremely detail-oriented, focused on the project, and they have great references on the market due to that.
Yeah. No, it's Liburnia do come across having a very good name around in the market. And as you know, they are also a part in a certain network called CLC that I am so-called chairman of. So of course, I'm wearing another hat as well there, and I know Liburnia well. So certainly, I can vouch for what you're saying here. What is the plan for you? Mainly to, of course, develop with your title, you have to develop everywhere, but make sure that you have a seamless operation, door-to-door, end-to-end. Does it mean that also other forwarders, if they need trucking, they can come to you, for example? Will you offer services to others? Yeah.
Yes, yes, we do offer services also to other forwarders.
Okay.
We have an excellent reputation in terms of providing service, but on the other side, also in terms of some of business ethics. On the other side, what I will be focusing on mainly, as I said, I was the CEO of a big company oriented on commercial activities. The market in this region and in Central Europe is really well known to me. But on the other side, I see some opportunities in some new customers for Liburnia Group. And I have to point out also another situation that I faced here was the dangerous materials logistics that they handle here, the IMO, especially for transport of explosives.
Oh, yeah.
In my previous company, I had some 20 trucks specialized for it. And we were also working on some projects, but we were never... we never had the possibility to cover the scope through entire Europe with all permits and all documentations. I see the team here in Liburnia doing it practically perfectly, covering entire Europe for or IMO or explosive cargoes. It's really, really on a high level.
Well, that's I believe you should start your own trucking service into Ukraine soon. I guess you have. No, joke aside, but you're right.
We are hoping that's a short-term business.
Yes, of course we are. No, it's that's not something to joke about. So, let's hope that's over soon for the good of the people. But to handle IMO, IMO Class 1 and these kind of DG cargoes, that you need really skills and attention to detail, as you say. That's also part of your services. Okay. Very interesting. And how do you feel? Is it in Velebit, that means they were specialized in moving oversized pieces by road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was that their strong point from the very beginning, or did they start out as normal truckers as well?
Not only in terms of oversized, where there are other transport companies in our region that provide out of cage transport, but where Velebit's strength is in demanding cargo, I would say that's super heavy cargo. That's talking everything 100 tons and above per cargo per
size.
On the other side, where their advantage is, they are excellent at providing crane services, jacking and skidding. They're really good at it.
Okay.
And on the market, there is another company that also provides a similar service, but not to that level.
Okay. So if we summarize Liburnia Group today, you have chartering, you have forwarding, you have trucking, you have IMO, you have OOG. You have several offices in Europe, probably with more coming in the near future. You're spreading your wings. Are there any plans for overseas Liburnia office at the moment? Or is that still in the crystal ball?
Well, it's not so much in the crystal ball. I'm certain that Danko and Marin as owners and the entire team has an idea of expanding further on. So there is a lot to expect in the next year from us.
Okay. It sounds like it was the right timing that we had this follow-up interview. Totally.
Yeah.
And you seem to be a capable guy to have joined the team. And I must say with Liburnia, and that's not something I'm paid to say, but I can say because it's the truth, it is a team of... everyone seems very dedicated, like almost like they all of them are owners. It's seldom I see a team where everybody is really into it. Some people in companies take their job as a kind of a duty, but you seem to like it. Most of the people I've met, or almost all in Liburnia, seem to like what they're doing.
Well, if you consider the business, the business of project logistics, performing it. And that's not a job that you can do from 9 to 5. That's not something that's that you can start in without enthusiasm. Exactly. Keeping in mind all the risks, all the knowledge process that actually never stops, I think that's the only way that you should be in this business.
Yeah.
Even in general cargo logistics, you can't be, if you're not 100% in it, better don't get into it.
Yeah, exactly. No, I fully agree with you. These people who yell, oh, I have to go now, my kids are yelling, and either you're in or you're out. At least I hope, I always was like that in my business, and I think you are as well. Otherwise, you should be in a bank, you know, because then you can go
That's
home
at 3 o'clock.
So, excellent, Tomislav. But I want to say formally many, many thanks to you for an interesting interview. It's been great to see you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, you're very welcome. And to all our listeners, viewers, and readers from around the world, this has been yet another great interview by Project Cargo Weekly. Our special guest of honor today has been the fresh and new, but very well-experienced project development manager globally for Liburnia Group, Mr. Tomislav Bagaric. Do contact him or his colleagues in Liburnia if you need any solutions in let's say the Balkans or parts of, if not all of Europe, for anything related to shipping and trucking. So stay tuned for more interviews in the near future, and thank you very much.